Shortly after Emily Mihalik got together with her family last Easter, she started feeling off. She was fatigued, developed shortness of breath, and had eye pain. When she tested positive for COVID-19, she feared she may have spread it to her parents and her sister.
That means on Sunday, I had already been exposed and was already potentially able to contribute the germs. So unbelievably deeply thankful that we chose not to take any extra risks because my family was totally fine.
Mihalik says they took precautions. They got together in her garage with good ventilation, and they all stayed 6 feet apart from one another. She still has some lingering symptoms, fatigue and a weak sense of smell. But she is spending Thanksgiving with her family. This time, her parents will bring their camper and park it at the end of the driveway, and everyone will bring their own dishes. She knows it won't be a normal holiday.
Having gone through actually being diagnosed and everything, it's just not worth it.
As COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to rise across the country and in New Hampshire, federal and state experts are discouraging any gatherings with people who are not members of the immediate household. Surrounding states have been taking a more serious approach. Vermont Governor Phil Scott has banned multi-household gatherings as Thanksgiving nears. Elliott Hospital President Dr. Greg Baxter warns that if we don't play it safe this year, there could be serious consequences.
We can all get lulled into thinking that no one's getting infected or no one, if people who are getting infected aren't getting sick. I'm here to tell you, they do get sick, and it's a predictable rate. And if people are unbridled in their social gatherings, it's quite likely and predictable that post-Thanksgiving, before Christmas, we'll all have a lot of misery.
CJ Sufert of Hill has already had a lot of misery. He says his construction business has been hit hard, and he's lost many of his friends this year, some due to suicide. Sufert says the pandemic has changed his outlook on life, and he doesn't want to miss out on any opportunities to see the people he loves. He's going to 3 Thanksgiving celebrations indoors, one with 15 to 20 of his friends. The pandemic, he says he's over it.
You know, we're just over it, you know. Whether this virus is here or not, people are going to go. People are going to die. And I'm not spending another minute not seeing the people that, you know, I enjoy spending time with. Something's going to take us regardless.
But Tori Cullen, a nurse in Nashua, says she can't take that kind of risk. She and her coworkers are bracing themselves for a surge in hospitalizations come December, and she's weighing whether to see anyone at all.
I love my family, and I love my aunt and uncles like they're second parents. Like, I miss them so, like, truly and brutally that I wish more than anything that I could just go to Thanksgiving and eat mashed potatoes and stay up way too late and just talk and talk for hours, but, like, I can't.
So this year, they might be celebrating Thanksgiving over Zoom. Jordan Haim, NHPR News.